Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Most of us wish we could say that we have never messed up badly or done things we regret, but that is not usually the case. It definitely was the situation with the man we are currently talking about in our podcast, the prophet Jonah. Today, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber looks at Jonah chapter 3 and helps us know what to do when we fail in this episode titled, When You Have Blown It.
Ring, ring. Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Jonah, son of Amittai. I'm out of the office on a business trip to the Far East. And unfortunately, I have just learned that I've been having some terrible problems with my voicemail the last couple of weeks. Because of these problems, I have not been able to retrieve my messages or respond back to them as I would like. So if you left an earlier message for me and have not heard back, please leave a second message. I apologize for any inconvenience this has caused you. AT&T was running a special promotion on their voicemail, which include a rebate, but unfortunately the Best Buy store in Joppa was out of stock and Amazon does not deliver where I've been traveling. So if you're a friend, a potential contributor to the Jonah Revival Crusade Ministry team, and especially if you're God, please leave a second message. All right, I know some of you are thinking, what has happened to Jerry with all these voicemails? Well, we're just looking at Jonah. And today, we're talking about what happens when you blow it. And if you blow it, you love to get a second chance, don't you? And sometimes we need a third chance or a fourth chance. When we blow it, we really want to remind ourselves that God is a God of second chances. Now, Jonah was an Old Testament prophet. God called him to go preach to mortal enemies of Israel in the city of Nineveh. Jonah ran, got on a boat, and tried to sail far away. God sent a storm, sent a fish to swallow him. God ordered the fish to spit Jonah out. And now you come to Jonah 3. That's the focus for today's podcast. And it's the story of his going to Nineveh. Verse 1, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it to it the message I give you. That's one of the most awesome verses in the Bible, to see Jonah, a prophet who had blown it, who had disobeyed God, who had tried to go the opposite direction and suffered for it. And yet, after he called on God, and God was merciful to him, and he prayed to God, this verse says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. I'm so glad that God's word comes back to us. And verse 3, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh is a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. And so then we read the story of he goes into the city and announces, you know, that God is going to bring judgment. And the Ninevites responded by proclaiming a fast. And they put on sackcloth and he had a decree, nobody can eat anything. Let's give up our evil ways and our violence. Who knows, verse 9 says, God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Wow, what an amazing story. Jonah goes to these people who are his enemies. He announces that God's going to destroy them. And what do? They repent. And God chooses not to destroy them. So what can we learn from that? Well, praise God that our God is a God who gives second chances. We don't know how much time passed before God spoke to Jonah that second time. It may have been shortly after he landed on dry land, or it might have been weeks or months later or longer. The writer doesn't give us that detail, but he just gave us the most important detail, and that was that God came, the word of the Lord came a second time. You know, the Bible's full of characters who get a second chance. Joseph's brothers, they sold Joseph into slavery. But years later, when Joseph was in a high position, he provided food and shelter for them. The prodigal son left his home and rejected his father, but he returned to his father and was shown compassion. Peter denied Christ 3 times, later went on to be a great leader of the early church. He preached the sermon on Pentecost when thousands were converted. Saul persecuted Christians, but he was converted and his name was changed to Paul and he became a servant of Christ and a missionary. John Mark deserted Paul while he was on a missionary journey with him and later caused a split between Paul and Barnabas about whether to take him along again, which Paul was against. But Barnabas took him along and gave him another chance. And near the end of his life, Paul said to Timothy, "Get Mark and bring him with you because he's helpful to me in my ministry." Now, we shouldn't presume on or misunderstand that God's grace. This text does not guarantee that God always gives us another chance. There were people in the Bible who didn't get that second chance, like Esau or Ananias and Sapphira or Judas, and sin definitely has its consequences, but all we know here is that God often gives second chances, and we should praise God for him and thank him for that. And if you are hearing this today and you've blown it, I think it might be that God wants to give you a second chance. And the very fact that you're hearing these words from God's Word means to me that God is reaching out to you. Praise God that our God gives second chances. Another lesson out of this is that spreading God's message to needy people is a priority for God and a privilege to us. He told Jonah, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim the message I give you." In Jonah's time, Nineveh was about to become the capital of the Assyrian Empire. And that was the empire that would take Israel into captivity in 722 BC and become the ruler of the world until Babylon became strong. So Jonah finds all kinds of shrines and temples and over 600,000 people who love astrology and the gods. And yet, God had a message for them. It's God's message. People need God's message, not our message. Jonah wasn't sent to Nineveh to befriend the mayor or to do personal network. He went there to proclaim God's word to them. It was awesome that he did it, and it was awesome that they turned, around, that they indeed repented, and God was merciful to him. And that was a privilege for Jonah to do that, and it's a privilege for us. Jesus, for those who are believers in him, at the end of John, when he appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." God sends us out with that message. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, "If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Now, obviously, Paul was a special ambassador in a special sense as an apostle, but all believers are ambassadors with a little a for God, and God definitely gives second chances. It's definitely a priority for him to send his message out, and that's a privilege for us. And he responds compassionately to those who repent. That's what these Ninevites did, and it brings us great, amazing hope. Let me close this podcast by telling you about a man named Bobby who was a prison guard in Palo Alto, California. And he was brutally beaten by a convict. He was out of work for 6 months because of his injuries. But he went to the governor of the prison and said, "Hey, I want to go back." And he convinced him to allow him to go back as a full-time, unpaid Christian witness. Subsequently, his attacker loved on him and was able to tell him about Christ and lead him to become a Christian. And he began a ministry to prisoners who were in solitary confinement, like his attacker was. Bobby had a little small three-legged milking stool that he would sit on outside their cell doors. And he, again, these are men in solitary confinement. They don't have any human touch. And he would put his hand through the little opening in the door where the food is put. And he would tell those men in the cells to grab his hand. It was their first contact with a human in months. And then he had moved to the next cell and do the exact same thing. His whole ministry was touching and sharing the gospel with men who have no other contact with humanity. That is a human demonstration of the compassion that God has for us. I think Bobby knew that God is a God of the second chance. And he knew that getting the message of God was a priority for God and a privilege for us. And he also knew that God responds compassionately to those who repent. I hope these words encourage you today.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.